WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balance Stoic. Today, we're diving into something that can feel like a minefield sometimes, managing expectations and reality in relationships. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells, hoping your partner will meet your every need, or maybe even worse, feeling let down when they don't? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. Relationships are beautiful, chaotic, messy, wonderful things. But one thing that can really trip us up is this idea of setting expectations and then bracing for disappointment. You know what I mean? Like we build these castles in the clouds about how our relationship should be, and when reality doesn't quite match up, well, let's just say it can feel like a major crash landing. So, how do we navigate this tricky terrain? How do we balance those hopes and dreams with the messy truth of human relationships? Let's break it down. First, stop idealizing. We've all fallen into the trap of romanticizing our partners or even the idea of a relationship itself. But listen, nobody's perfect. That fairy tale image you have in your head is just that, an image. Your partner is human, they have flaws, quirks, and sometimes, let's face it, they're going to mess things up. Second, communicate. This one might seem obvious, but truly effective communication is the cornerstone of any healthy relationship. Talk about your needs, your desires, your expectations. Don't assume your partner just knows what you're thinking. Third, practice empathy. Putting yourself in your partner's shoes can be a game changer. Why are they acting a certain way? What pressures or stresses might they be dealing with? Remember, people aren't always intentionally trying to hurt you. Sometimes the actions stem from their own insecurities or struggles. Fourth, focus on the controllable. You can't control how your partner acts, but you can control your reactions. When things get tough, take a step back, breathe, and ask yourself, what can I do right now to manage this situation in a healthy way? You're not responsible for fixing them, but you're responsible for taking care of yourself. And finally, learn to accept. Accepting that relationships aren't always perfect, that there will be bumps in the road, disagreements, and moments of frustration is crucial. It doesn't mean settling for less than you deserve. It just means being realistic about what a healthy relationship truly looks like. Okay, picture this. You've got a date night planned with your significant other. You're expecting a romantic evening filled with candlelight, good conversation, and maybe even a little dancing. But then, surprise. Your partner forgets to pick up the flowers you asked for. They're glued to their phone all night, and instead of that intimate dinner, you end up at a noisy, crowded restaurant. Sounds familiar? Now, this doesn't automatically mean your relationship is doomed. This is where those key takeaways come in. Instead of letting disappointment hijack the entire evening, take a deep breath. Remember that your partner isn't perfect. They might be having a stressful day or simply forgot something important. Communicate how you feel calmly and honestly instead of letting resentment build up. Maybe suggest shifting gears and doing something else together that you both enjoy. And most importantly, remember that one off night doesn't define the entire relationship. So there you have it. Managing expectations and reality in relationships is all about embracing communication, empathy, acceptance, and a healthy dose of humor. Remember, relationships are a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but by focusing on these key principles, you can navigate those bumps in the road with grace and build a truly fulfilling connection. What do you guys think? How have you handled those moments when expectations haven't quite met reality? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay balanced, stay stark, and most importantly, keep loving fiercely.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.